and welcome to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. Glad that we are back together again. And I tell you what, we have so much going on in our wonderful world. Well, I tell you what we have going on today specifically, right here on Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. We're going to be talking about automation. You know, I've been asking the question off and on for some months. What do you think about this? What do you think about that as we look into the future and see where automation is being taken? I don't want to say where it's headed, because that might give the impression that automation is taking itself someplace in the future. No, there are people who are taking automation where it's being taken. And I've asked the question off and on, you know, what do you think about this? Hey, does this scare you? Does this excite you? Do you want people to slow down? You want to say, move full speed ahead? Well, we're going to take a look at what some surveys are letting us know, what people have to say about automation and us as we look into the future. That's one of the things we'll discuss today. One of the areas, though, that I want us to start on is this whole notion of kneeling in protest. I'm going to say just a little bit about it today. I'm only going to talk about it a little bit today because I'll be talking about it at greater length this Saturday at 2. Much, much greater length. I'll discuss it for about an hour, kneeling in protest. But just to kind of get us thinking along the lines that we'll be looking at this Saturday, I want us to take a look at, just give some thought. I know that people have their views about kneeling in protest. And of course, for some people, it's all about, look, it's the hypocrisy that we're protesting. We're not saying that there's anything wrong with the piece of cloth that we call the American flag. They're not saying there's anything wrong with the flag. How many of you have ever realized that the American flag is not at all abusive? Have you ever noticed that the American flag never hurts people? I mean, think about it now. The people who are criticizing protesters who kneel during the national anthem say that they are disrespecting the flag. Now, if we take that literally, think about this now. Think about this now. Stay with me. They're disrespecting the flag. I say that it is not the flag that is the issue for the protesters. It is the hypocrisy of so many Americans who refuse to live up to the ideals and principles that are represented by the flag. I believe that most of those protesters, probably none of them, have any problem with the flag in and of itself. The flag is a beautiful piece of cloth that represents some great ideals and principles that, if lived out by all Americans, would make this country a wonderful country when it comes to environment, social environment, cultural environment. But unfortunately, we have a whole lot of people in this country who are passionate about not living out the ideals and the principles that are represented by that cloth that we call the American flag. There's nothing wrong with the flag. Nothing. It is a piece of cloth that has red, white, and blue dye, punctuated by stars and stripes. That's what it is. Literally, that's what it is. They're not disrespecting that flag. You may not believe this, but flags don't know if we're saluting them or not. They never know. They don't hear the songs that we sing. The flags, the only time that they even move is when the wind blows them or some human, some creature moves them. They have no ability to move on their own. They can't hear. They can't see. They can't think. They don't feel emotionally. If you pick them up, they don't feel it. If you throw them on the ground, they don't feel it. If you fold the flag very tenderly and affectionately, they don't feel it. They don't know the flag. Now, the flag doesn't know the difference between you just picking it up and throwing it on a pile of trash, or you folding it very neatly and putting it inside of a protective plastic covering to keep it safe from dust and wear and tear. Flag doesn't know you're doing that. It has no knowledge of whatsoever of its existence. Flags do not have any awareness of their own existence. They are cloth, ladies and gentlemen. Cloth with red, white, and blue dye punctuated by stars and stripes. That's what they are. On the other hand, when the protesters take a knee and kneel during the national anthem, not in protest of the flag, but in protest of the hypocrisy that so many people live out when it comes to whether or not they uphold the ideals and principles that are represented by the flag. And that's all, because the flag knows nothing about those ideals that are attached to it. The flags know nothing about the principles that we attach to them. They have no knowledge of anything. But the people who are protesting have feelings. They have consciences. And there are people who are so opposed to hypocrisy that their consciences say to them, look, you know what you think about this hypocrisy. You know the hypocrisy is real. And it has been real since this country came to be called America. Since the signing of the Declaration of Independence, hypocrisy. Because so many people who are passionate about injustice, perpetrating racial injustice in particular, social injustice in general, working to hurt people of color, working to hurt poor people, more and more now working to hurt middle class people of all races. And there are people, human beings, who are aware of their existence, who do have feelings, emotional feelings, who say, in all good conscience, I can no longer participate in the hypocrisy of saying these are the ideals that we live out when I know that there are many people, multitudes of people in America who live the exact opposite of these ideals and principles. And so having thought it through, they decided, they made a decision. They no longer want to participate in the hypocrisy. And not only do they not want to participate in the hypocrisy, they want to say to America, to the rest of America, America, I love you. I'm glad this is my home. I want you to join me in bringing the hypocrisy to an end. Now, listen to what I did not say. I did not say they're saying to us, take the flag down. That is not what they're saying. They have made it clear that it is the injustice that they're protesting. In all of our patriotic songs and anthems, we talk about the justice of America. And we know good and well that there is a whole lot of injustice in America. That is the very fiber, the very fabric of our nation, the same way that cloth is the fabric of those flags. And I do mean that literally. Injustice is part of the fabric of who we are as a nation. And some people are simply saying, I no longer want to participate in the hypocritical act of pretending that the ideals and principles represented by the flag are actually being lived out in American life. Fortunately, there are a lot of people, as I've said a number of times, who fight for justice. But the reason they have to fight for justice is because there are so many people who are continually fighting against justice. It's a shame that there are so many millions of people, millions of Americans, who are always having to fight the struggle of maintaining justice, getting justice back in play where it's been taken out of play, because there are so many who fight against it all the time. And isn't it interesting that there are so many people, including Black Americans, who care more about that piece of cloth that we call the American flag than they care about the human beings who we call American citizens. They care more about the flag than they do the human beings who say we need to stop the hypocrisy. They care more about that piece of cloth that does not have a soul than about the humans who protest hypocrisy with those human protesters who do have a soul. The human protesters have a soul which is valuable to God. Flags have no soul whatsoever. And we have so many people who care more about the soulless flag than about the humans who have a soul. The flag is made only in the image of a flag. Protesters and the people they are speaking out for when they protest are made in the image of God. Protesters are protesting against hypocrisy, and they're saying, let's stop being hypocritical. Let's live out these ideals and these principles that we say this flag represents. And very often, they're speaking out for the oppressed who need someone to help them get the message out. This oppression is wrong. This injustice is wrong. You've got to stop treating us like this. And the people who are saying we need help and the people who are helping them are human beings made in the image of God. And there are so many people who value the image of the flag more than they value the image of God. They value that cloth more than they value the humans who are saying there's nothing wrong with the cloth. It's just the hypocrisy of so many Americans who don't live up to what that cloth represents. It is so unfortunate that we have so many people who find it so easy to be harshly critical towards these people, these protesters. And if they lose their jobs, the people who criticize them are actually glad that they've lost their jobs. And all kinds of hostility and malice start pouring out of their hearts, even of those who say that they're Christians. Malice and hostility that is in their hearts in abundance starts coming forth through their mouths as they express the fact in one way or another that these people who lose their jobs got what they deserved. This is good that this is happening to them. And a lot of these people say they love God. And these people who are made in the image of God, who are doing what God has told us to do, speaking out against injustice, taking action against injustice. When they pay a price for obeying God, people who say that they are Christians who love God rejoice. They applaud the fact. They're glad about the fact that some of these people are paying a price for speaking out against injustice, for silently and peacefully speaking out against injustice. And they're ready to go into a rage if a piece of cloth is not celebrated the way they want it to be celebrated. I really do want you to be thinking about that. Be given some more thought. Don't just keep doing these knee-jerk reactions, shooting from the hip, finding out what your political party has to say about the issue, and you make sure you stay with the party line on these issues. Start really thinking through these matters. Try to come to a well-informed decision as to what your position should be. A well-informed decision. Does the cloth really mean more to you than the soul? Does the mindless piece of cloth really mean more to you than this body that is joined to a spirit that has the image of God in it? That cloth really means that much to you? Again, now, don't change the subject. The issue is, for the protesters, too many Americans live the opposite of the ideals and the principles that are represented by the flag. The flag only represents. It does not live. It does not breathe. It does not drink. It does not eat. It does not think. It doesn't do anything except exist. That's all it does. It just exists. But humans do more than just exist. Be thinking through this now. Try to be objective. I mean, if you do what you have to do to slow your mind down, slow your emotions down, and especially to put your emotions in low gear, because that's what often happens. We find out what our people have to say about it, our people. And we put what our people have to say about it above what God has to say about it. And we'll find all these clever ways of trying to make it seem like we really are speaking the same thing that God is speaking. And we know we're not doing that. Think about this now. Again, we'll be talking some more about it this Saturday. And from just a generalist perspective, then on Sunday, we'll be discussing it specifically, particularly from a biblical perspective. We're going to be reading the scriptures, seeing what God has to say about justice, and seeing how our thinking and our actions either do or don't line up with what God says should be taking place in the face of injustice. When we come back, let's get ready to take our look into the future and see what Americans are saying about automation and where it's being taken and where we will end up as a result of where automation is being taken.